I'm Josh James, and this is The Art Beat on WUKY, a creative conversation about the arts and events in Central Kentucky and beyond. This week, we meet the newest additions to the Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame. The Carnegie Center is set to officially induct five new members today. The list includes three deceased authors, Irvin S. Cobb, Joseph Seaman Cotter Sr., and A.B. Guthrie Jr. But the brightest spotlight is likely to shine on the Hall's two new living nominees.
This year, we have two extremely talented and fierce women writers.
Carnegie Center director Neil Chethick says pairing best-selling author Barbara Kingsolver with the acclaimed but reclusive Lexington writer Gail Jones made for a bold choice.
They also are politically very intense, not necessarily in a partisan way, but in a way that speaks about the on-the-ground reality for regular people.
Kingsolver, the best known of the two, grew up in rural Carlisle, Kentucky, and has gone on to pen numerous books, including Pulitzer Prize finalist The Poisonwood Bible and 2007's Animal Vegetable Miracle, a chronicle of her family's attempts to eat only locally grown food for a year. A well-traveled author, having spent time in England, France, and Greece, she speaks fondly of her years in the Commonwealth in this Carnegie Center appearance from 2012.
My Kentucky was a place that's rich in story, a place where people value story and value community.
The National Humanities Medal recipient often weaves together environmentalist and feminist themes in her work, exploring relationships, poverty, and politics. She plans to attend and speak at tonight's induction ceremony, though her fellow inductee, Gail Jones, will not. While Jones resides in Lexington, she's rarely been seen out and about since her husband took his life during a standoff with police nearly 20 years ago. That did not deter Chethick from paying her a visit, however, after the center's correspondence went unanswered.
One of my colleagues and I decided to go to her home in Lexington and ask her, knock on the door and see if we could talk to her directly. And she was very gracious, talked with us, reiterated that she wouldn't attend, but gave us permission to honor her and to feature her writing.
Despite her silence, Jones exercises a powerful influence over many Kentucky writers. Celebrated poet and former University of Kentucky creative writing professor Nikki Finney is one of them.
It was so important to me when I came to Kentucky in 1989. Part of the reason that I came there was to, was my understanding that Gail Jones was there or was from there.
Recognized by her teachers as brilliant but painfully shy, Jones developed an original, raw, and uncompromising style.
Gail Jones writes what Gail Jones sees and feels and hears in the world. Violence is a part of that world.
Jones and Kingsolver will be part of the fifth round of inductees, which already includes writers ranging from All the King's Men author Robert Penn Warren to gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson. But Chethick says there's one tie that binds them.
We like to honor the Kentucky writers who have spread the word about Kentucky and have shown the world that we're more complicated than a little fried chicken and some bourbon.
The 2017 Kentucky Writers Hall of Fame induction ceremony is tonight at 7 at the Carnegie Center. You've been listening to The Art Beat on WUKY. Stay tuned. We'll soon have more information about this feature and the arts in Lexington at our website, wuky.org.